Christina Matthews has been good enough to join me. Wacker CEO. Christina, thanks for joining me on the program. I really appreciate your time.
No problem. Happy to be on the show.
And you must still be pretty excited about the fact that at the moment it looks like you will keep the Perth test?
Well, you know, you can only just keep hoping. There's still a lot of negotiation to be done, but, you know, the thing is, Cricket Australia are desperate to have it here. The government would love to have it, but we know there's hurdles have got to be jumped, and we'll see what happens.
So what do you have to go through from here before you can be 100% confident?
Well, it's predominantly around the broadcasters and the overlay that's needed for a cricket broadcast compared to other sports. So there's things like Hawkeye, Spider-Cam that have become essential part of a cricket broadcast, and it's working out how you get those things operating, because there's a fair bit of movement through the crowd with the personnel who run those. So all sorts of things have got to work out. Can there be a pathway? Can there, when can they get into the state? All those sort of things.
So how's your negotiations with the government going at the moment? What's the latest from them?
Well, fortunately, I don't have to do the negotiations. I just almost provide the sandwiches at the meeting. And make sure everybody's doing the right thing. So Cricket Australia and the government have those negotiations directly. And we sort of work with both sides to try and get things resolved as quickly as we can. But obviously, Cricket Australia control all international cricket, so they're the ones who can say yes or no to anything. And obviously, our state government has their overlay that they control. So we're pretty much the middleman, for want of a better word.
There is some doubt in your voice, Christina. I'm not sure if it's there because I'm hearing something that's not there, but there is some doubt in your voice from the sounds of things to me.
Well, it's not a lay down as air, that's for sure. But the one thing I can say is people are working positively towards an outcome of the test match in Perth. But, gee, we wake up over the weekend and there's a new strain, changes what the federal government's going to do. So there's something different every day that throws, you know, another grenade into the middle of the pile, and you just got to deal with it. So until I hear the Cricket Australia CEO and our Premier coming out and saying it's all steam, all guns blazing, I'll kind of try and be a little bit more circumspect.
Is there also the worry that a decision made tomorrow, if it's yes, could be a no the day after if circumstances change? And they do change so quickly in this world we're in right now.
Yeah, look, I think the one thing we do have on our side is time. We're on the verge of December, but we're still 6 weeks away from the game. It's amazing what happens. So in some ways, it's better to just keep going and not make any rash announcements that could come undone as we go forward. So it really is just waking up every day and see what challenges we have in front of us as a result of things that are happening all over the world.
Do you think the new variant has thrown a little bit more of a spanner in the works, or was there already a big enough spanner anyway?
Well, it's probably made the a spanner a bit bigger, or opened it, you know, you click on the thing to open it wider, but probably done that. Yeah. I mean, today the South Australia, which has been a very low risk and so no restrictions between us and South Australia, is now a 14-day quarantine on the basis that they've opened up and so forth. So, you know, as I said, every day is different, and until people really understand the new variant, that will be an issue in and around what we're trying to do.
How much would it, what kind of loss would it mean to you? We've been talking about the loss of major events here in Melbourne, where I am, and, you know, WA is one of those states where your big events are massive. I know what it's going to be like, even tough enough for the Perth Wildcats to have to spend a large chunk of their time away and not be able to draw those home crowds, even though they get a run of home games early. It's going to knock you around a bit, isn't it, if you don't have it?
Yeah, we anticipate a loss of between $3 and $5 million. And that really also depends on how many BBL games we end up getting. We're trying to deal with our BBL games in chunks. So we've dealt with the first three, and we know we can have two of our first three matches. And we start negotiating now on the next lot. So, yeah, we anticipate that without any change to what we're doing, it'll be a $3 to $5 million loss. And part of our job is start looking ahead to, you know, what changes do we have to make internally to try and negate that loss if we end up not having a test match. Now, keep in mind, this is the second year for us of no test match if it comes to pass. So very tough on our members who have been loyal right through this and have been very loyal over many years. So, and there's no compensation to them or to us. They at least know they can get their money back. And that's where our major losses come from.
And what are the current quarantine restrictions for those BBL players who come to Perth to play? At the moment, at least,
At the moment, we have to use charter flights to come into the grounds. We were looking at coming in on the day and flying out of the night, but I believe there's talks now about whether they can fly in the day before and leave the day after and not leave their hotel other for training and playing, but I think that might still be in negotiation. But obviously a charter flight costs a fortune, so adding that into the mix is really difficult. So we're negotiating across Australian cricket at the moment for sharing of all these expenses that come about because of COVID rather than anything cricket itself has done. So, I mean, I've got to congratulate the Australian cricket family on the way everybody's cooperating about making sure no one state carries the burden on their own, which we're really grateful for.
And who would be the front runner to host the Perth Test if you don't host it, Christina?
Oh, obviously, Tasmania put up their hand, but they put up their hand on the basis of Tim Payne. Sort of leading the team there. Whether they have the same level of interest, I don't know. But I would suggest, they might look at where the last two tests are played before us. We're a long way from having a look at that at the moment.
Do you think Tassie's angry memo to Cricket Australia might not help their chances either?
Well, I don't think you yell at someone the way they did and then hope to get a favour in return, but we'll wait and see. Was a bit angry, wasn't it?
It was. And, their own backyard, they need to look out a little as well. Hey, Christina, it's nice to hear a little bit of bubble in your voice as well. I mean, you've got to keep your fingers crossed. Sounds like you're ticking every box that you can possibly tick right now. I think the whole of Australia hopes you get the test because it does add something to all of our love of watching cricket over the summer. We all look forward to the Perth Test. It's in a great time slot, by the way, for the eastern states. But
yeah,
it's a little variable as well.
At night, which is great, yeah.
Absolutely, and it's such a beautiful venue. Let's face it, Opera Stadium is one of the greatest venues in the world now. So it would be a shame if you had to lose a second one in a row.
Yeah, thank you very much for your support.
All right, Christina Matthews, we appreciate you joining us, West Australian Cricket Association CEO. Back to your calls after the break, 1300 736 736. Stick around, take your calls, send through a text or two, 0433 98 11 16. The text machine is for Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R, mattresses and pillows like no other.